I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so we're here in the studio with Simon Hooper, a.k.a. Father of Daughters, a.k.a. FOD, from episode 5. And we're having a bit of a chin wag about good old NCT classes. We'll also be hearing from Bad Dad, who has a few things to say on the matter, actually.
Yeah, so Jamie, you've actually now, I think we talked about this a bit before, but you've now signed up for your NCT classes.
Yeah, I am, and it's happening next week, next weekend.
Yeah, and how are you feeling about it?
Do you know what? I'm kind of up for it because it's something that we've always planned to do. It was more expensive than I thought it was going to be. I genuinely thought they were free, and then found out they're really not. The only thing is, I'm missing another football match for it, which has kind of annoyed me a little bit. Because it was booked without me knowing what date it was.
Right,
and Nat had told me the date, because I'm a season ticket holder, and I've already missed a few games, and I'm missing another game, and which is fine. I'm kind of like, whatever, do you know what I mean? We're not having a good season anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But you will learn you're going to make a lot of sacrifices over the next couple of years, so you'll be fine.
I do get that. But it'll be fine. It's a weekend one, so it's like you get it out of the way a little bit.
So it's like on, what is it, the whole
Saturday
weekend?
And Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
intensive.
Well, actually, I mean, Bad Dad popped in last week, and we had a little chat about NCTs, and he had some very out their views on it, as I'm sure you can imagine. So let's have a little listen to Bad Dad's thoughts on NCT.
I am your father.
Look, I think overall the concept of NCT is great. I think it's fantastic that people get together and talk about the initial aspects of raising a child, but you know, don't beat around the bush. It's quite basic stuff. The main point of NCT is for mothers to get together, so they've got a common group of people who, when the baby's born, they can hang out and they can, you know, unleash the dirty truths of parenting. Like, a lot of mothers go in thinking that they're going to really enjoy the initial period of having a baby, but the truth is it's a total nightmare. And for them, NCT class introduces them to people locally who they can vent collectively. And that's great. Over a coffee, maybe over a wine, if they're that way inclined. But they can vent. The problem is you. And for guys, like, NCT is a nonsense.
Why is it a nonsense?
Well, because you're kind of forced to integrate with this new set of dads. And one thing you will learn as a new father is that when you've got a baby, you don't have as much time for your friends. So why would you want to be forced to hang out with all these new guys as well? I mean, it might be fine for some people who don't have the same social capabilities as yourself, but for the vast majority of people like me, it was a pain in the ass.
Didn't you have a thing with a guy who pretended he was into football?
Yeah, it drove me mad. It was it was during Euro 2012, and he thought Harry Redknapp was the England manager. Which
he can't actually have thought that, though.
He did. And he also questioned why Shevchenko was playing for Ukraine when he was a Chelsea player.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can understand my disdain towards guys you meet on an NCT. Look, the truth, in society, in your life, you will meet people, your friends become people you've got common interests with, whether that's music, football, wrestling. Like, there's loads of different ways that you will form friends. But with NCT, the only thing you've got in common is the fact that you've impregnated your wife at a similar period of time and you live in the same area and you might have the same issues. But that doesn't matter. What matters is you're forced to hang out with people who are not at the same wavelength as yourself. And that's a problem. Like, do you know, I don't have a problem with guys who don't like football. That's totally fine. I have a problem with guys who pretend to like football. And my NCT group was full of that. And yeah, it was annoying.
So what did you do to stop seeing these people?
I just refused to see them. It's quite simple. My wife would put a bit of pressure on the fact that, you know, well, I see them, so maybe you should see the guys. But no, I didn't want to do that, so I didn't. I did have an awkward situation where I bumped into one on the tube and we did the whole, yeah, we should totally hang out, we should like go for coffee, but yeah, I just didn't call him again, which is what I suggest to you. So go along, learn how to change a nappy, list the things that a baby might cry about. You know, a baby might cry because they're hungry, maybe they're cold. You know, those are important things for you to learn on your NCT class, but just don't feel any pressure to hang out with people from NCT.
Okay, noted.
Because also, if you think about it, if they are clinging on to the fact that they should hang out with you, that tells you so much about their social capabilities as well. So yeah, NCT, great for women, crap for blokes.
No, that is quite funny actually. Obviously, Bad Dad's not a fan of NCT
or the people that attend them.
Yeah.
Would you, that, Simon, have you, did you do NCTs?
Yeah, so I did do NCT.
Mm.
It was a 2-day course. One of the dads had got blitzed on the Saturday night.
Okay.
And he turned up on Sunday and basically slept in the corner of this hall while his wife was breastfeeding a baby dummy.
Yeah.
And he, I could smell him from the other side of the room. Don't be that guy.
So it wasn't acceptable to do that, is what you're saying?
I mean, no.
It didn't go. I mean, that is really bad. You'd rather they just didn't come in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, surely your wife would just say, you know what, this isn't, no, it's going to give us a bad rep. But she was obviously like just pulling it by the ear. You will do this.
Yeah. It's funny, like, actually, there is like a sort of weird social pressure involved. Because I remember like I couldn't make the first class that we had because I was on a work trip.
So not at the football?
I was not at the football. I was at a work trip and...
Did you buy a gift?
Some chocolate from the airport. But yeah, like Alice said to me that they, like the tutor said, the NCT teacher or whatever, had like said like, so is your partner not coming or something? She knew in advance that like, obviously she wouldn't have said that if it was like a single mum or something.
Yeah.
But like she knew that, and she was like, is he ever going to come type thing? And it was a bit like, she told me about it. I was like, I want to be there. Like, yeah. And so then I kind of felt all sheepish when I turned up for the second one. I was going to be, I was being judged, but everyone was going to think that
you
I was...
You will have been. Definitely, you will have been judged.
And I don't want to put anyone off it, but it, I think it's an opportunity to meet people who are in a similar situation as you.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. But my experience was that I was a 25-year-old guy who was meeting 38-year-old men.
Mm. Some people would love that situation.
Yeah.
Completely different context, obviously.
I mean, I'm not one of those guys. I mean, the thing was, as I said before, I'm married to a midwife, so I knew a lot of the kind of basics around how childbirth works and what I'm supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of it kind of felt a little bit redundant.
I'm surprised Clemmie was like in like up for it.
I think she was just interested to meet people as well.
Right.
And actually what it reaffirmed to her is it's actually quite preachy and tells you what you must do and almost makes you feel bad if you're not able to do it.
Right.
Child rearing isn't that easy and it's not as straight down the line as NCT might make it sound. There are lots of different versions and a unique rhythm to every family and everyone finds a different way of doing things. And that I think NCT can make you feel like you're failing a little bit sometimes if you're not doing it exactly the way that they say. And like sleep is a big deal. Mm. They tell you, they should be sleeping by this many months and you know you should be getting through into this routine. And it doesn't work necessarily like putting a piece in a jigsaw puzzle and then it's complete. It doesn't work like that. And I think the support mechanism afterwards isn't necessarily there. So there are alternatives out there to NCT that I would maybe recommend as well, that people can look up. So go to Google and look at NCT alternatives in your local area and just weigh up the options. I think as first-time parents, it's one of those things that most people do, and it's a way of meeting people that are in a similar situation to you. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all of parenting, but it gives you a start.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.